Join with me in prayer. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my soul be always acceptable in thy sight, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. It has been a long week for me, and about Thursday afternoon, I thought I was going to completely melt down. In fact, it turns out starting a new job as a pastor of a church in a town hundreds of miles away from the one your family is living in while you stay in the home of gracious parishioners is not the easiest thing in the world to start with. And so this week, I spent countless hours talking with Jennifer. I spent several hours driving the streets of Ankeny trying to figure out the difference between Boulder Lane and Boulder Place and Boulder Creek Circle and figuring out how that all works. I think I finally figured out how the main streets of town work. I went into Des Moines three times for meals, twice because friends were driving up on the way to the Mayo Clinic and back down. Once because there was a clergy gathering. I went to Iowa City twice. I looked at six homes, thinking for sure I was going to make an offer on one of them, and then got scared at wiring, and so now we're pretty sure we're going to make an offer on another one, but who knows what will happen when looking at 70-year-old houses. I put together this worship service. I helped Jennifer get the newsletter out. I did all of these things. And then it came to be Friday, and I said, well, I suppose I should probably write a sermon this week. So here we are. No, it's not as bad as all that, but it was a really busy week, and my time in Ankeny and going down to Des Moines. Actually, I went up to Ames last Sunday, too. I have been, that's in Story County, but I have been all up and down central Iowa in these two counties in this past week, and it got me to thinking about John the Baptist's role here today in Polk County, maybe even in the wilds of Story County. I think that still counts as wilderness. Because we see this message on this Sunday of hope. We see this message, you offspring of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath on this Sunday of hope in Advent. And we wonder, what is it that we are looking for as hope when we're talking about the chaff from the threshing floor going into the unquenchable fire, when we think about the brood of vipers, when we think down every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. And we have to wonder, who was this message comforting for? What was the message of hope for? And who was it for? Because we clearly have this idea the Lord is coming and the Advent is going to be upon us, and that is our hope. But John the Baptist was not predicting the Jesus that we are familiar with and we talk about most Sundays in churches like this one. I don't know what we talk about in this church every Sunday yet, but it probably will not be the Jesus burning the fire, at least from the pulpit. What we do in coffee hour is outside of my jurisdiction. And so where is the hope coming from, and where do we find the people this message speaks to in our own environment? And I think we get our start with what I was talking about with the children, which is we see now that John the Baptist is clearly intending to afflict the comforted, the comfortable. And that old, old saying that the preacher's job is to comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable. And we see that John is saying to people who have status, who have wealth, who have by their birthright something they think they can stand on for the future and for God's judgment. And he says to them, you know, it's interesting you use all of these things that happen in the earthly plane and that you were born into as signs of your favor with God, because God can make more of you any day that God chooses to. God can raise up from the very stones more people like you. And so given that, what makes you confident that you are acting the way that you think God would like you to act? What makes you confident that you are producing the good fruit and are not the chaff? And boy, if I were someone living comfortably in a well-heated home with a good salary listening to John the Baptist, I would say, man, you are such a crackpot. Really? Really? You're coming here to just criticize me and say I'm going to burn in unquenchable fire? Okay, I'm going to go have a cup of coffee at Caribou Coffee now. And so who is it that's comforted? You know, the comfort here, the hope here has to come from the people who maybe do not have a well-heated home, who maybe do not have a well-insulated home, who maybe do not have any home, who maybe have a place to live but not a community, who feel excluded from the things that are happening all around them in their towns. Who is it that goes to the wilderness? People who seek isolation. And so these people are the people who are with John, these people who cannot find a community outside and for whom the message, all of these people doing well will be burned in the fire, speaks to them. And this was then and what is now. What we know now is that we are living in a time and a place where we have great material comfort, but where we see the psychic pains of inequality growing around us. We see that where we had relied on our churches for community, and where some of us still do, many people have left the church and not found a replacement for that community. And so as we live together, closer and closer together, more and more homes in this area, we also know that the space between us grows. We may see someone at one soccer game. We may see someone at one wrestling meet, but we do not know what happens in their lives behind it. And so as John speaks to people saying, you people who are so comfortable, are so confident that you will be saved, look at the fruit that you bear. The comfort comes from knowing no matter what it is that we are going to suffer or succeed with in our material lives, no matter how big or small our house is, no matter how drafty or solid the windows are, we can rest assured knowing that every day we have a choice to make. We have a choice. Do we stand on who we are, where we are from, or do we stand on what we do for other people, what we do for people in our church community, what we do for people outside of our church community in Polk County, in Story County, in the other surrounding counties whose names I will one day learn. We have the choice every day, and that is the hope of Jesus Christ. It is the hope of renewal that John brings us, the hope that we can make a difference in our own lives. We can make a difference in what the kingdom of God looks like on earth. There are some things that are outside of our control, but every day, in Advent or out of Advent, in the season of hope and joy or out of it, we can make the choice. We want to be part of a community. All the people with John were in some sense exiles and misfits. And with John, they were part of a community together. And as part of that community, they said, we can have a choice. We can make a choice about how we live. We can make a choice about whether we want to live out the promise of God's love to one another or not. And in Polk County, as sure as in the wilderness beyond Judea, choices are hopeful. Because choices mean we can make a difference. Choices mean nothing is written in stone. Choices also mean we get the chance to renew ourselves every day. The church gets the chance to renew itself every day, every week, every season, because the church is the people. And we make decisions together, but also individually. How is it in the coming months and years that we will live the promise of God here? What is the fruit that we will show, making this an even more loving and welcoming place? How do we create the church that we want to be 10 years from now? The hope is here. Ankeny UCC has been here for a long time. But every 10 years, it's different. It is renewal. It is the opportunity to show with a new set of people the fruit of our love, the fruit of our trees, and that we are the wheat. And that we don't want to burn the chaff, really, because that's just a bad metaphor, and I don't like burning people. We are a place of love and hope. In John's words, we see the caution of being too confident, but we also see the joy of choosing the world that we are going to make. So as we mourn the loss of North Nelson Mandela this week, and we perhaps mourn the methods that he was driven to in his youth, we also say, this is someone who lived the change he wished to see in the world. May we go